Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, headlines. By the way, Ross Tucker joins us at the top of the hour. So we'll talk. He's on the call for the Texans and the Titans on Sunday with CBS.
And also, quick news item. I've been informed that poppin' tops is not a phrase that anybody uses for anything.
At all.
It's poppin' bottles. So, okay, I feel better about that.
Yeah.
For some reason in my mind, I thought I had heard that, and I was like, I've never heard that slang before. Okay.
And if it ain't on Urban Dictionary, nobody's using it. Nobody.
Well, other than, like, the kids who are, like, it's so cool that it's not even on anywhere on the internet yet.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The only thing I found on Urban Dictionary is top popping is when a girl's boobs start to fall out of her shirt or dress.
Okay, well, that ain't the worst thing in the world. I mean, that's, you know, that happens.
Or a top pop is when your buttocks are clenched so tight that your fart escapes at the top of your butt crack, causing a ticklish sensation.
Okay, interesting sensation, yeah.
So we're going to be topping pops tonight, Sean. We're going to eat a bunch of beans, and then we'll go top pop.
Top popping, and go find some chicks who are top popping as well, yeah.
You're going to have to wind your butt even tighter than it already is.
Let's get to
the headlines.
Let's get to headlines. All right, D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. Hey, how's it feel to get Azeez Al-Shaair back from his three-game suspension?
Yeah, it's really, really great giving Azeez back. We've missed him over these past 3 weeks, just missed his presence, his leadership, missed, you know, his playmaking ability on the field. So, you know, we're excited to get him back out there, let him knock some of the rust off.
Yeah. And knock some Titans into the dirt in the process. Yes.
Yeah, I kind of, in my five-day-long football depression, where I was trying to process things emotionally, I kind of forgot about Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah.
And he's going to play. I don't think he was only in Tennessee for a year. I don't think he's probably got a great amount of animosity, except that guys like Azeez can drum up some animosity.
Of course they can.
You drum up the disrespect. You can create that chip that you place firmly on your shoulder.
I can't believe you're minimizing the necessity of being in Tennessee for a full calendar year. Well, that wouldn't be enough to conjure up some just general anger of having to be in Tennessee for a year?
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
It's a year, man. It's like a jail sentence. D'Amico Ryans also asked about the newest Houston Texan yesterday, Deontay Johnson, who was wearing jersey number 82 and was out at practice yesterday.
With Deontay, adding him to our team, a guy who has talent, he's done it, you know, at a high level for other teams. It's bounced around a little bit here. As I mentioned to him, of course, it's a clean slate starting with me. It really doesn't matter what has happened in the past or what the narrative is about you. You come here and everything is a fresh start. And so we'll see how he can help us, what he can add to our team, you know, on the field and off the field.
And I think one thing about the Texans is on two levels. One, they'll give guys a clean slate if they've had, you know, issues in the past or what have you. Stephon Diggs is a good example of that. But it's also, you know, like on an injury front, Cam Akers, hey, that was kind of a little bit of a risk, but low risk, high reward. And they ended up, God, I wish Cam Akers was still on this team. They ended up at least getting some draft compensation back for him, I suppose. So with the clean slate part of it, the one thing that Deontay Johnson can provide that this offense really, really needs right now is just speed. And going back and watching the offense, man, it's all these little things that accumulate. You know what? If your offense can't provide you that extra eighth of a second of pass protection, but then also all the routes are a half step slower than they should be, everything's disjointed and a mess. And there was a lot of that, against the Ravens. So just getting speed out there on the field, I think that's really important headed into the playoffs. Give Deontay Johnson a boatload of reps and just get him integrated as fast as possible.
Fast as possible, man. They need his difference making out there for sure. Monday Night Football last night, a game that had zero meaning because the Lions are facing the Vikings this coming Sunday for the number one overall seed in the NFC. And it didn't matter if they won or lost last night, but as is classic Dan Campbell, played all of his guys. Jared Goff played the whole game. And the Lions win 40-34 in San Francisco or in Santa Clara, I guess, technically, over the San Francisco 49ers, whose season continues to slide into the toilet. So that'll be fun. There's only a few things that are left to play for in the regular season across the league. The AFC North has not been decided yet. The NFC North has not been decided yet either, and that's what'll be determined between the Vikings and the Lions on Sunday Night Football this coming week, a game you'll hear on Sports Radio 610. I guess the other division, too, that is up for grabs is the NFC South with Tampa Bay and Atlanta. And I guess if there's a Texans tie to that, the winner of that game will be on the Texans schedule next year. Uh-huh. They'll face the champion of the NFC South as their 17th variable game next year. And it'll be at NRG Stadium. So if you'd rather face the Falcons than root against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this
week. I don't know if this is big on social media or not, but it's just something that caught my eye last night because mm-hmm. of this game a play and because Ricky Pearsall, the rookie tight end, got a lot of action. That for two consecutive years, a receiver that C.J. Stroud has really loved in the draft has been shot. I don't know what kind of SoCal stuff is going on here, but it's weird, man. It's weird. Because Ricky Pearsall got drafted, and CJ was like, oh, man, yeah. I wanted him. I love that guy.
He reacted. Like, he curled up into a ball on the couch for, like, 5 seconds over.
He was, yeah. If it weren't for the kind words of his dear friend,
Micah
Parsons, he wouldn't have gotten, yeah.
He wanted Ricky Pearsall, yeah.
Something to monitor, young wide receivers.
Right.
you don't want CJ coming out publicly in support of you in the draft.
No, there will be gunplay. College football playoff resumes tonight. The Fiesta Bowl, Penn State and Boise State, will be played tonight. Three games tomorrow. Tomorrow is a great college football day. You've got bowl games in the morning, and then you've got the three playoff games which are being played in bowl settings, including the University of Texas playing early. They're the early game against, oh my God, who are they facing? Arizona State. They're facing Arizona State. And then the midday game is Oregon and Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. And then Notre Dame and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl at night. So should be some fun quarterfinal action in the college football playoff.
Yeah, and if you watch the game tonight, that's with, or if you listen tonight, Brett Dolan and John Harris will be on the call. And I always, John's one of those color commentators that I like listening to because he teaches me things.
Yeah, he's good.
And Brett's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, Seth's talking about the Kinders Texas Bowl right there. It's actually at 2:30. So that's an afternoon game today. So you can hear
it. I always get nervous. I was going to let you say the Kinders Texas Bowl because I couldn't remember the sponsor.
That's okay.
So
that's okay. There you go. Those are your headlines for today. We got Ross Tucker coming up, so let's jump out here and we'll bring on Ross. Ross is on the call. He was also on the call the last time the Texans played the Titans. That didn't go as planned. He's on the call again on CBS this week, and he's our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, and he joins us next.